Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamma. Today is Wednesday, May 27th, 2015. And with me today, I have Dave Hamilton. How are you doing, Dave?
I'm well, thanks. How are you, Jeff?
I'm doing good. And it's really awesome to have you here. And also awesome, we have a sponsor this week. And that sponsor is Cocotec and their Pathfinder product, Pathfinder 7, which I believe you've heard of.
In fact, I've heard of it for years, and then it got off my radar. And when they were first became sponsors of this show a month ago, it rekindled my interest, and now I'm like diving in with both feet and hands.
I'm with you. When Pathfinder 7 came back on my radar, I was actually embarrassed that I hadn't been using it for so many years. I'm glad I'm using it again. For those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, Pathfinder 7 is this really great application that runs on Mac OS X and gives you what I like to call an enhanced Finder experience, because it gives you the control over your files and folders that you wish you had in the Finder. One of the things that I love is that it has a very, very robust system built in for comparing files when say you're merging together folders filled with different documents. So it can very intelligently go through and make sure that the right files are there and that you're not duplicating things. It can do comparisons between files and folders. It can even do synchronization between folders, just like other apps that are designed specifically for file synchronization. That's just built into Pathfinder. I'm just loving how flexible it is and how it gives me that level of control over my files and folders that I've always wished I'd had with the Finder. It's absolutely fantastic. And you should go check this out. So do that by going to the Cocotec website. So that's Cocotec, Cocotec.com/Pathfinder. And you can download a demo version of Pathfinder 7 to try out, which you absolutely should. And then when you find out that it's just as invaluable to you as it is to me, then use our special discount code TDO and get yourself 25% off, which is always nice to get a discount. And I think it's absolutely awesome that the Cocotec team loves our listeners so much, they're willing to offer them that 25% off. So go to their website, cocotec.com/Pathfinder, download a copy of Pathfinder 7 so you can try it out, and then use our code TDO and get yourself your 25% discount. You will be very glad you did, I promise.
Awesome.
All right. So now the first thing that I wanted to get into, actually, what I should say is, Dave, the reason I wanted to have you here with me is because every now and then we just need to have a show where we're going to get into some technical stuff. So when I do that, I like to have you here because we can both talk the same language, but we can do it in a way that the average person is still going to be able to understand. So that's one of the things I appreciate about having you around. So we should just dive right in. The first thing that I want to look at is this whole thing with Discovery D and MDNS responder and network bugs in OS X and how Apple is addressing that. So for everyone playing at home that doesn't understand a word that I just said, that's okay. The plain English version is, once you updated to Yosemite on your Mac, you may very well have started experiencing weird network problems. And that's because Apple changed part of the core that they use for managing how a Mac works on a network. And that core piece was MDNS responder. They replaced it with a newer thing called Discovery D. There we go.
Yeah, that's okay. I got your back, man.
I appreciate that because the words, when you put all the letters together, they don't make any sense. So it's hard to keep track of what they are. So Apple replaced MDNS responder with Discovery D. That's when the network issues started cropping up for people issues connecting to Wi-Fi networks. If you have your Mac set to wake on sleep, all of a sudden it keeps getting renamed with numbers afterwards every time it wakes up. Slow internet load times in Safari. issues like that have been coming up.
Yep.
So what Apple has done in the latest beta for OS 10, so that would be Yosemite 10.10.4, they actually pulled DiscoveryD out and put MDNS Responder back in, which I thought was a very interesting way to address the issue.
It's the right way to address the issue. You're right. Everything you described is the result of DiscoveryD just not working properly. And it's a new piece of software. It's not entirely surprising that it wouldn't work properly, but it shouldn't have been released. There are reports on the internet. I think probably the most famous, and I wouldn't say concise, but it's certainly the most complete, is Craig Hockenberry from Icon Factory wrote a post, about earlier this month, I guess, called DiscoveryD Cluster Cluster Fork, we'll say, is what he named the post. And where he talks about, the symptoms, the 100% of the CPU being used by this process, or the weird Wi-Fi disconnects that everybody saw in Yosemite. And then, of course, this issue with your computers getting names with extra parentheses with numbers in them at the end, and lots and lots and lots of them increasing over time. And this is, that particular problem had existed at a far lesser scale in the past and for different reasons, but now it, like you said, it has to do with Bonjour Sleep Proxy, which is the thing that keeps your Mac alive. Apple did something very cool years and years ago. They wanted to allow you to let your Mac sleep and still allow all of its services to be advertised on the network. So if you're sharing a hard drive from your Mac, file sharing, printer sharing, and various other things, even with your Mac asleep, you'll notice, or maybe you haven't even noticed, that these services are available when your Mac's asleep. And when you go to use one of them, your Mac magically wakes up and does its thing. This is made possible by the existence of another Apple device on your network, specifically an Apple TV or any Apple AirPort router. And these all do one other smart thing behind the scenes that you don't realize, and that is that they act as what's called a Bonjour Sleep Proxy. And that means that as your Mac is going to sleep, it actually hands off its services to that device, and that device masquerades as your Mac until the service is requested, at which point that device says, sure, I'll get it for you, and then hands things back to your Mac and wakes it up over the network. And this is great, right? I mean, it's not rocket science once you kind of look through it, but it's a very cool thing, and they've been doing it for a long time. But how that is implemented in this new piece of software that manages it on your Mac causes all kinds of problems, including these where the names just get your Mac. What happens is your Mac wakes up, it says, oh, there's somebody else on the network with my name, so if I am Dave's iMac, I'm now going to be Dave's iMac 1. And if Dave's iMac 1 exists, I am now Dave's iMac 2. And it's a perpetual problem. So there's people with things that say things like Dave's iMac 400, and that's really bad.
Yes.
The big problem with this is that these bugs were reported to have been reported during the Yosemite public beta and even private beta. And I say reported to be reported because it's developers that say that they reported this bug. And so Apple hasn't acknowledged that the bug was reported during the beta period, but many other people have, and I have no reason to distrust them.
Sure.
So why this wasn't addressed during the beta period is sort of the head scratcher here. That's sort of the point of the beta period. And many people reported these issues, according to the many people. So it's a little frustrating that it took a rant from Craig Hockenberry to get Apple to respond. And clearly that's what it took. People have been reporting these issues for months. And finally, Craig gets up on his soapbox. He swears a little bit. And suddenly, within 3 weeks, we've got Apple testing a workaround, which is to yank that piece of software and go back. But the problem is that yanking that piece of software isn't going to fix it. It's going to fix it from continuing, at least this particular bug. The Wi-Fi disconnecting, it should fix right away. The CPU utilization, it should, in theory, fix right away. But this network device renaming thing or Mac renaming thing won't be fixed. It won't continue. But if you've got a large network of many, many devices, the only way you've got all these names are now cached everywhere. And the way network and Bonjour caching and just in general device name caching works, you have to shut down the entire network simultaneously and then bring it back up from the ground up. And it's not a complicated process unless you have lots of devices, and then it's just a tedious process, and it also shuts everyone down. So you have to shut down your whole network and bring it back up in order for devices to get their proper names and not continue to deal with the legacy of this problem. Craig,
now,
actually,
that would include smart home devices as well, right?
It could. Yeah, it depends on how tied to Bonjour they are, which is Apple's sort of zero configuration networking protocol. That's their nomenclature for it. So, yeah, it's a pain in the neck. And and I haven't heard anything about, I mean, this beta just surfaced yesterday, so obviously it's very, very early, and there's no guarantee that Apple is going to move forward with this path, but it certainly seems like it if that's in the beta. I haven't looked at the beta. I can only tell you what I've heard from news reports, but that which is why we can talk about it here. But I don't know that what they could do to kind of go create something that goes out and removes all of this stuff from your network without having to reboot everything. I suppose it's possible. I mean, anything is possible, but it would require a brand new thing to be written that does that. And honestly, if you came to me and said, look, you have two choices. You can either turn off your whole network all at once and then bring it back up, and that's guaranteed to work. Or you can run this new piece of software that we wrote that's going to go to every device on your network and just remove the offending entries and leave everything else alone. I'm kind of thinking that plan A sounds safer to me.
You know, based on the track record so far, I'm with you. I think I'd be unplugging everything.
Yep. And it's not so bad at home. At home, you probably can, certainly you can just shut everything off, but you probably could get away with it by going and changing the names of your devices and letting the other ones expire. And you might get away with it not perpetuating, but the easiest thing is just going to be to turn it all off. But don't do that yet. You wait until Apple cements this solution and then releases it, and then you have it running on all of your devices. So Mavericks does not suffer from this. So if you have an old Mavericks device or older, that's okay. It's only your Yosemite devices. So assuming that they continue on this path that they seem to be on, wait until 10.10.4 is out and get it on all your Yosemite devices, and then go through that process. And we'll put a note up when that happens. But Craig explains it. We'll link to his cluster fork post.
Right, I love that cluster fork. That's awesome. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, thanks for all that extra info, because that was really helpful.
Sure,
and I have a feeling a lot of people would have missed the important step of let's shut everything down and bring the whole network back up to just clear all of that out.
Yeah, I mean it's easy to say, but it's inexcusable to me that's the path that we are now stuck with. But it is the path. So, you know, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. All right. So the other thing I wanted to look at today is this messages bug that people are now talking about, which is if you take a specific string of text and send it to someone as a text message, it can cause their iPhone to crash, or it can also cause the Messages app to crash.
I hate to do this, Jeff, but uh-huh. I'm gonna rewind us a minute. Not even a minute, 20 seconds. OS X is not the only operating system that Apple has that is likely affected by this discovery debug. iOS and presumably watchOS also have this. So it's possible we need to wait not just for 10.10.4, but for a future version of iOS and watchOS in order to be ready to cleanse our networks. So I hated to derail us, but I wanted to
actually
make that.
That was an excellent derail and really important info.
Yep. So yeah. Anyway, back to this messages thing. That's bad.
That's a bad thing. Yep. And it's easily reproducible. It showed up on Reddit. So, you know, if you go to the Reddit thread and then you copy the text out and then send it to someone as a text message, you can crash their iPhone. And so what happens is, let's say you're on the lock screen of your iPhone, and you get an alert that you have a new text message, and it shows what it is. If it's this specific string, your iPhone crashes and reboots. If you are in the Messages app, it will crash the Messages app for you as well. So it could appear as if you're stuck in this perpetual loop of, I can't use Messages because it keeps crashing. So that's actually not the case. What you can do, if you think that one of your friends is going to be a total jerk and just start sending this to you to be funny, you can shut off notifications for now, which to me is not a good option because I need to see some of these notifications. And then the other thing is, if someone has actually sent you the string of text, and so now you can't get into Messages because it keeps crashing, have someone send you another message to that same chat thread. And once you have something else that's now the newest message, you're not going to crash anymore.
Ah, that's a nice little workaround. I mean, it requires someone not to be a jerk about it.
Right.
But, you know, there you go. All right.
Yeah. And it just occurred to me, if you don't have someone that you think will actually send you a new text to the same chat, you know, like your friend just sent you the crash string, and now you call them on the phone and you tell them what a horrible person they are, and then say, hey, would you please just send me something else instead? And they're like, yeah, and send the same thing and crash your iPhone again.
Yeah.
What you can do is go into a different app. Like, okay, go into Photos and send a photo to that same chat using the share feature.
Right. You could share anything to that chat by yourself. That's right.
Right.
Ah, that's a good idea, man. Yep.
So there you go. There's some workarounds for this. And we will now be at Apple's mercy waiting for an update to come out to fix this issue. And of course, that will be coming because this is something that really needs to be fixed. And if it can be done with one specific string of text, it's possible that it could be done with others. So this is something that I can see Apple wanting to fix right away.
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds like Apple's got some bugs to work on, which is, from what we're hearing from the rumor mill, a.k.a. Mark Gurman over at 9to5Mac, he's hearing that the focus of the next iterations of OS X and iOS that will be discussed at WWDC are more about house cleaning and optimization than they are about brand new features, which is not not a bad thing at all.
I agree.
I hope he's right.
I hope he's right, because I want the next version of OS X and the next version of iOS to basically be house cleaning upgrades that fix all of this stuff that's broken for me.
Really what I want is them to just run better, the current versions to run better. And if we have to call them new versions to do that, that doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, I'm okay to roll with that. Just make it better, please.
Yep.
Yeah.
Very good.
All right. Well, there you go. That's our tech edition of TMO Daily Observations. So, Dave, thank you so much for being here today and bringing all of your knowledge and expertise. You rock.
My pleasure. It was fun.
It was fun. And thank you to CocoTech for being our sponsor this week. Head over to their website, cocotech.com/Pathfinder. Download the trial version of Pathfinder 7 and give it a shot, because it is really amazingly useful. And it's one of those things where people are not likely to get just how useful this is until they start playing with it. Some utilities are like that, but give it a shot. It's totally worth it. And then use our discount code TDO and get yourself 25% off when you buy it. So that website, cocotech.com/Pathfinder. And thanks, listeners, for joining us today. We will see everyone again tomorrow.